Get a jump start on 2024 in a new Kia from Robert Brogdon's Olathe Kia. Shop their large selection, including the new Sorento, Niro, and Soul models. You'll score big with low prices, trade assist cash, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit OlatheKia.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I don't understand why you guys don't want to see Mahomes play baseball.
Well, if it was completely consequence-free, I would love to see it. Can you imagine if he got hurt?
Nope.
And then
I don't want to.
Oh,
why do you want me to imagine that?
Because that's why I don't want him to do it.
Plus, what if he's not good?
Oh, he's good.
Dude, that's I'm not worried about that.
What a ridiculous thing to say.
Right. Man, seriously, Jake.
What a ridiculous thing to say. You have just angered me.
Yep.
There's zero chance. If he wanted to be, he'd be an all-star.
I think that might be a stretch.
Oh, it's not a stretch. That's Patrick Mahomes, sire.
I'm squarely in Steven's camp on this one.
I'm sure he would.
I almost want to see him do it now just so I could tell Jake, see, I told you.
I see what you're doing here.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes would be a great baseball player. It'd just be they'd have to decide if he's a shortstop or a pitcher.
Ohtani. He'd be both.
Hmm.
Now what? Now what?
I think he'd be fine.
Mm-hmm. See, I just tweeted out that quote to get everyone riled up now.
Oh, boy.
What's wrong with that? Well, since we're talking about Patrick Mahomes, let's hear some Patrick Mahomes, if you please. I thought this was interesting. Number five. Hey, Shane Wendona. Come on. God, you want that sugary sweetness right now? Come here.
Don't do it,
you
Shane.
You deserve it. You work hard. Get yourself a donut.
Don't do it.
Get yourself a donut. There you go, buddy.
Poison.
All right, Shane. There he goes.
Shane.
Yeah. Get the poison away from those guys.
Let's go to number five. Patrick Mahomes was asked about, we see these workouts he's doing down in Texas.
Yeah.
And so I think let's ask him about the structure and what goes into it and how he sets everything up. And so Patrick Mahomes was asked about designing the workout.
It's kind of collaborative with the coaches and then with me and the players. But in the morning, we get a workout in. Just kind of get guys moving. There's therapy there so guys can get their whatever warmth they need to do. If they don't want to get an actual full workout, they want to get some work in to get themselves ready to run routes. And then we get the routes in, and right after that, it's like two to three times a week, depending on the week and the plan with the coaches. And then we meet with the coaches at 12 o'clock. So it's pretty good. You kind of get everybody in and out before 2 o'clock whenever the meeting's in, but it gets good work in.
All right, skip number six because we've already played it. I sure would like to know what Patrick Mahomes has seen so far from Hollywood Brown.
Hollywood, I think you see the speed. You see the speed, I mean, instantly. But I think what I've liked so far is how hard he works. He's been at all the work. He's been at the workouts. He's been at the route running. And he wants more. He wants to continue to push himself more and more. And I think he'll have a great role in this offense, the way he's able to run routes, the way he's able to stretch the field. I think he'll be even different than you've seen him before because I think we could utilize him in different ways that I think he hasn't been utilized in yet.
Well, they're going to need it.
Hollywood.
I mean, he's the number one wide receiver target now, at least assuming Rashee Rice is not available to start the season. Maybe that's assuming too much.
I've learned to assume nothing.
Yeah, maybe suspension won't come till later.
What happens when I assume? I make an ass out of you and me.
Yeah. You know, that's true.
Actually, just you.
But at the same time, I would say that we assume things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Much of what we do in life is based off of assumptions.
Speak for yourself, buddy.
No, you assume things a lot.
Nope.
Yeah, you do.
Nope.
You just don't realize it.
A lot of times you assume you're right.
That's knowledge-based facts. It's not assumptions.
I was an altar boy at Assumption when I was a young man with Father Hicks. And yes, that is where the incident that chased me around for several years of me being getting caught sipping the wine and eating the hosts. That was when
eating
my
the
mom
body and drinking the blood.
That was
the
body
my,
and blood.
My
huh?
mom was. I was just drinking it right out of the jug and eating hosts. And
how'd that, you get caught?
And, well, because the father walked in and saw.
No, you got
it. And so he said,
"After the bathroom."
And
stall.
So then he was. He's. You know, I have to tell your mother. And I said, and this is one of the few times I said, would you tell my dad instead? Because I did not want my mom,
right,
you
yeah.
know.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
that was, she was absolutely ashamed that time.
Yeah.
Not just mad, you know.
Yeah.
Because I remember him, she's like this look, this.
Catholic,
she was horrified.
Shame.
She was,
yeah.
Stephen, why?
There's not much more you can do worse than that.
I was like in fifth grade. I'm
they watered
there.
That down, though.
You know? Well, not when you get it right from the jug.
Well, I mean.
I went for the good stuff.
This was before it had been.
I just didn't. Yeah, you know, I wouldn't.
I did it.
Man, I'm thinking, what? I feel so bad now. My mom was so. She just was.
You were a kid.
Why?
Yeah.
But she kept saying, why? I don't understand. And the boy. She went home, and many rosaries were said.
Takes a while to say a rosary,
right,
too.
Well, she was...
Wow.
Yeah. And then I remember asking the Lord where she went wrong. Says,
well, I mean, hey, we've all been there. I mean...
I don't know. I don't think we've all been there at that point.
Well...
I mean, that was extreme.
I didn't get caught.
More kids were right, guilty of doing what you were caught doing.
Yeah.
So we used to get out of, like, if they'd have funerals during the day. So we'd get out of school, mm-hmm. and you'd make, like, $5.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and so it was, like, a big deal. If you got asked to do a funeral, that's a big deal.
And I used to do readings.
I mean, it is a big deal. So I remember, you know, that's when you'd take a little nip before you go back to...
I was for hire. That was when my gift of gab helped me. I used to get out of class because they'd have me do either the first reading, second reading, or petitions because I was a good public you know, speaker as a young boy. But I ruined all that, didn't I? Here we go. Let's
hear
more.
You are.
Mm-hmm. You're sipping wine and commercial breaks.
I'm going to go ahead and assume that at some point Rashee Rice is not going to be available for the Chiefs.
Assuming anything. I'm just not doing it.
I could be wrong. Assumptions aren't always right, but I expect that.
All right, let's move on. Well, of course I want to hear from Nick Bolton. Nick Bolton, number 11 on your sound sheet, Jake. Nick Bolton was asked by Seren Petro. You ever heard of that one, Stan?
Yep.
Seren asked Nick Bolton... if he's been thinking about a new contract.
Mm-hmm. No, not really. I'm kind of just trying to focus in on myself a little bit. Trying to make myself a better athlete, better football player. Been blessed to have won Super Bowl, and I missed some games with my hand and my ankle. I'm having a little bit more healthy this offseason than I was the last couple of years. So I'm taking that to my advantage. I'm trying to put my best foot forward, and just a little prehab. I'm trying to stay ahead of stuff. So I think that's probably the biggest thing. I've had the opportunity to have more rest, have more time to work on those things. And, it's been a blessing. But that's kind of what I've been focused on the last couple of weeks for sure.
I was sitting in Lebo's office paying my taxes online while we were listening to these press conferences. And I was very angry because Lebo would not allow me to ask a question on the Nick Bolton Zoom.
What would you have asked him?
Nick, why won't Missouri hire an AD? Do you have any idea? Would you like to be the Mizzou AD? Is there any chance that you could go down there and be the AD because they don't have one? Nick, are you a part of the 11-man search committee for the athletics director that's apparently scaring off candidates? All right, thank you.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't think he would put himself in the... I assume
how do you
that
know
he wouldn't want to be the athletic director right
now. I don't ask.
What if he wanted to?
Yeah, that would be a surprise.
Well, they don't have one right now, so what if he's up in Kansas City playing football? He can do a couple Zooms.
You think he could do both jobs at the same time?
Why not? I think that job would be rather easy.
Oh, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, of assumptions.
Yep. Okay.
Jake Gutierrez.
What do you think goes into it? Like why do you think it's an easy job?
By the way, I'm eating oatmeal right now, so I'm going to sit back and listen.
You really only need one phone number in your phone. Hey, coach, drink. What would you like?
What do you want?
Greg. Hey, coach, drink. Right. What can I do for you today?
Oh, you're right.
How do you like your coffee?
Right. Coach, drink. What do you need this week?
And his response?
NIL.
Yeah, well, I mean, so there you go. That's why I think Nick Bolton could do the job from Kansas City. As long as he had, you know, Coach Drinkwitz on speed dial. Just call him up when you need to.
I like your style.
I'm just saying, I think that job is relatively easy.
Perhaps the previous
right.
AD could have used your advice.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just saying. I don't know.
By the way, Mizzou did land a very important player in the transfer portal yesterday. The former starting point guard for Iowa. No, not Caitlin Clark. That would have really had me excited. Mm. That would have went crazy.
She's going to the WNBA.
Number one overall pick last night.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
I did.
Did you watch any of it?
No, I followed it on Twitter a little bit. Yeah. Saw some of the footage.
Fine. Anyway, Tony Perkins, who's the starting point guard and I think second team all-conference Big Ten, transfer portal to Mizzou. You know what the buzz is? What his ask was? $500,000. Or more. But that's apparently what he was asking for from Iowa to stay. Like, it's just amazing that this is what we're talking about here. Yeah. I love hearing these numbers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if you, but I'd love, Jake, isn't there, I love hearing what these guys are asking for, you know?
And that usually means what they're getting somewhere, not always.
Like, so that, but I'm not, mm-hmm. I'm not saying that's what, but it might have been more.
Right.
Because he just went on, you know where he just came back from? He just came back from a weekend trip to Oregon. So I'm going to guess they might have had a pretty decent offer. I don't know. Oregon seems like they're okay with money.
Man, they're going to need to come up with a CBA.
Isn't that wild though? You know?
Yeah, it's wild because like people love to talk about the Wild Wild West. You know, this is the Wild Wild West. Well, it kind of is. There's no real rules right now.
I remember parties.
Yeah, cool money.
Like that, didn't you?
Wild Wild West. But
that song, you can't find that song. Ain't no way you can find that song.
It seems like I know what you're doing. He'll find it.
No, he can't.
So I don't. Yeah, he probably can't. You're right.
He probably hasn't even heard of it.
No, he probably doesn't know.
Go ahead and make your point.
He is.
Guess how mad he is right now.
Oh man,
what were you saying?
The fact that there's no rules at all, right?
This better not be the Will Smith.
Cool Modi.
I used to live downtown. Now we're talking. 129th Street. Now I don't want to do the show. I just want to listen. Crank it up. Parties. Ball in the park. Nothing. But girls at the dark. We chill. Nobody gets ill of the place. We call the hill, but if you try them, that's when they will get wild. Now make your point. Fight, they kill.
My favorite song by Cool Modi is, I go to work. That's another great one.
You do go to work. I remember parties out in the park with the girlies, rubbing up in the dark.
I was smooth till someone. I don't want to talk over this. Sorry.
Right.
You know, I don't really have a point to make. It's better than Cool Modi.
Well, what was it? Like a track star dying. Nah, you forget it? Through the back
y'all trying.
They just got to. The fact that they're still trying to do this this charade of not being full-on professional athletics.
Right. There's a lot of things that need to be added. I mean, they need to have a players association.
Yep.
Right? Because the problem that nobody's talking about, and maybe there are, but I don't hear anybody talking about it, that people who are not really in the position to be agents are out there getting contracts signed by 18-year-olds.
Advisors.
Yeah.
What would you have asked for back in your day as a top flight soccer player? We don't start trouble. What would your asking price have been?
Probably a monthly case of Jim Beam.
You were cheap.
Be a red flag as the coach.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, maybe that would. I got some good news. This kid isn't going to cost as much in NIL. What's the bad news? Well, he wants to be paid in hard liquor.
Could that possibly have worked against you? You know?
I don't know. I mean, I would. I would.
I bet there was a coach that would have bit out there.
I probably would have asked for some dollars and just bought my own.
Right.
I don't know.
That's right.
Soccer. I don't know how much NIL money is being spent on soccer.
Man. It was a hypothetical.
But I mean, hey, I'd ask. You know, six figures. I'd probably get laughed at.
Anyway, that's why Todd would let me ask a question on the Nick Bolton Zoom.
Because he assumed that...
Because my question was too original and too well thought out, apparently. So when I ask, when everyone else is asking.
What do you think is going to happen with this AD situation?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they never hire one.
That would be weird.
It's been months now. It's been 2 months.
Fools rush in.
You know.
Take your time.
The other schools, like, you know, hey, AD opening. 6 days later, we hired him. We hired her, whatever. AD leaves 2 months later. We'll get to it.
Well, you got a committee. You got a big committee. There's a lot of people, a lot of cooks in the kitchen.
It's a 72-person committee that's looking for the new Mizzou AD. Unbelievable. But you're right. Eli Drake was AD. We're good. Give him what he wants. Make him happy. And I can say this with an open heart. Pay them players. Pay them what they want to come to Columbia. What's your asking price?
Get out that checkbook.
Point guard, $500,000. Mm-hmm.
You're donating a lot to those collectives. I know how you work.
I am not.
Deep.
Pay him.
No.
Pay that man his money.
All my NIL money goes to a business school student named Phil St. John to feed him. All right?
he's got an insatiable appetite. Right.
You think we're playing about him,
no,
Thomas and I.
Even like
even the waiters, they're specially trained. I mean, they look, they've seen a lot, right? Even they look, they give the look like Apollo did in Rocky I. When he thinks he's knocked Rocky out.
The 11th round.
Right, and he looks around, we got it. And
we're
then
good.
Rocky, he turns around and goes, are you effing kidding? He's got up. They have that same thing. We're done. Table 8's done. And they go back, and Phil flips the coin over again. Are you kidding me? He wants more.
That metaphor would work a lot better for me if I've watched the end of Rocky, which I'm going to do this week.
Probably not.
That's my plan. I need to watch it with Benny. Benny hasn't seen it.
We're moving. We're jumping around here. I want to go back to Andy Reid. All right. Let's hear it. I want to play 15, 16, and then I want to play. We'll start with that. Here is. Todd Lebo asked a question you wanted asked of Andy Reid. Todd Lebo asked Andy Reid about this rugby kid, Lewis Reese Zammit.
He was introduced to this when he was young. His dad played 6 years in the NFL, not NFL, but the European League. And so, he's somewhat familiar with the sport, and he sure has had a lot of success in rugby, and there's some similarities there. It's a contact sport, and he's had to catch the ball and do those things and run with the ball. And so we'll start him off at the running back position, get him to feel comfortable with that going forward here. And, you know, he's had an opportunity to also go down there to Dallas and work with Pat. And And so again, he'll get used to some of these calls and through our Zooms and the plays, and then we'll just see where it goes from there. And Dave will have an opportunity to have him on special teams and see where that goes. But that's not an easy transition, but he seems to be wired playing competitive rugby professionally since he was 17 years old. So he's sitting there at 23. He's had a pretty good career with that, and kind of understands the professional game and the mindset to play at a professional level.
All right, let's hear. Now, this is the one I wanted to know about. This is very important. Andy Reid was asked how confident he is that Wanya Morris can play left tackle for this team.
I thought it was a good introduction for him coming in and having that experience of playing in four games. He has even a better feel now for this offseason and what's going to be expected of him when he gets back and is put in that spot. So there's got to be an improvement. There's got to be an urgency there, which I know he feels. So he's back in town here and working. So he's, and when he wasn't here, he was down in Dallas working out. So where a lot of players go, quite a few offensive linemen are down there doing the same thing. So he was able to get in that mix and work with those guys. So it looks like he's in pretty good shape right now. And I think he understands, what it takes to be an every down guy at that spot. But again, there'll be competition, and he's got to make sure that he takes care of business there.
What do you say about that, anybody? And that's important. That's the most important thing as far as football right now, who the left tackle is going to be. As far as X's and O's, there's other things obviously going on off the field that are important, but who the left tackle is the top of my list as far as just straight football.
Yeah, that's the biggest question mark on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Concur.
Okay. I guess we'll play it. Again, my sympathies to your leg. Maybe this will help you feel better. Here's Patrick Mahomes when asked what it was like to see Messi play in person.
It's awesome, man, to see the guy at the top of the any league in the entire world. And, I mean, you saw in the certain spots that he had where he wasn't marked or he wasn't free, where he got free. I mean, he made stuff happen with the pass that he made, the vision that he had, and then the goal that he scored. I mean, it shows you what it is like when you have the top of the top kind of playing at any profession.
What do you say about that?
Hello, Nate? Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
He's out there, supporting the KC Current. He's out there as a minority owner of Sporting Kansas City.
He supports everyone, the Royals. He does it all.
I love Patrick Mahomes. He's right. Getting to watch Messi play in person, one heck of an experience.
Who's better at their sport, Mahomes at football or Messi at soccer?
Right now?
No, in
well, just
four
in
weeks.
their career.
Well, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to say.
Well, in his career, I'm going to say Messi. Right now, I'll say Mahomes.
Let me ask Jacob.
But Messi's not that. I mean, Messi's still one of the best players in the world.
I'd like a second opinion on that.
I'd say Mahomes.
Hey, here he is. There's my guy.
Right.
I'd say Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
In no way is that a reasonable answer, and I have absolutely not enough knowledge about Messi to make that proclamation, but I feel comfortable saying Mahomes because that's always my answer. Now, you back it up. You.
Well, I mean, best quarterback of all time, Tom Brady, right behind him, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, Messi is maybe the second best soccer player ever, maybe.
All right.
Well, some people think he's the best ever.
Who?
A lot of people.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you don't get defensive as who?
Yeah.
Give me some people. You said a lot of people. Give me someone that their opinion carries weight. You?
Right.
Do you?
I didn't get to watch Pele play in person.
You can watch some videos.
You don't watch Rocky either.
There are videos of Pele.
Yes.
I mean, there's games.
That's true.
You can absolutely go watch video of Pele and see him play.
But you feel comfortable saying Messi's the greatest of your time of watching soccer.
Yeah, and I don't think it's really particularly
close.
Well,
then who would be the... Who would be the contenders there?
Ronaldo's probably the only contender.
All right.
And I don't really think it's close, personally. So,
it sounds like, in your humble opinion, Jake doesn't quite know what he's talking about.
Well, Jake thinks Messi's lazy, you know. So,
let's qualify what I said. Yeah. I said playing in the MLS. Messi plays a little lazy, is what I said. I never said Messi's straight up a lazy soccer player. Because I don't think when he played over in the Serie A, I don't think when he plays international level, I don't think he plays the same way he does against the competition in the MLS. Just don't. That's his, like, he had to work a little harder playing, and I said Serie A, La Liga, pardon me. When he played in the La Liga.
I'll pardon you.
Thank you. He had to play a little bit harder. Those games against Real Madrid had to work a little bit more. He had to put a little more effort in. That's all I'm saying is that playing at this age, at this level, he plays a little bit lazy because he doesn't work nearly as hard as he did. Doesn't have to.
We'll follow up on that. What were there?
Yeah, no, I'm sure that when he played against Real Madrid, he might have turned it up a notch. There's a lot of other teams in La Liga that don't measure up to Real Madrid. And I think I sent Jake a clip of a former competitor of his who basically described him playing the exact same way.
What about that clip?
That clip's great. It's great. When you watch the video,
do you really think the clip's great?
No, I don't. Okay. It's like whatever.
It seems like you don't.
It's whatever. I mean, but you watch the film of him playing. It looks like he's playing at a little higher speed.
Every clip that they show him, he's got the ball at his foot. He does not look like he's playing half speed when he's got the ball at his foot in this league either.
But he worked harder to get the ball at his feet.
Disagree.
Okay. Well,
people that played against him seem to disagree as well.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
People are the person you cherry pick video of.
Is that what you're doing over there? You're doing some cherry picking?
That video just popped right into my timeline as if, you know, Instagram's listening to everything we say.
Right.
They must have heard us arguing about it because I was like, wow, this clip like directly addresses what Jake said yesterday.
Of course it's always listening. You have to know that by now.
I do know. I'm glad that they were because it gave me something to back up my point.
Yeah, it wasn't really backed up at all.
It absolutely was.
Let's break, please.
Game recognizes game.
Thank you.
And Mahomes.
Mahomes is better at his game than Messi is at his.
For one thing, it's apples to oranges because Mahomes plays in a sport that's played here. Messi has to compete against a global sport where people play all over the world. So it's a different pool that he's competing against.
You don't think the best football players in the world are in the NFL?
No, I know the best players in the football, but how many people are playing football in the world? Not nearly as many as are playing soccer. Right. So it's just a different, it's apples to oranges. That's all.
I think I got what I wanted. He's pissed at everybody off now.
Yeah, that's what you're going for.
All these Chiefs fans now. You turned your back on Patrick Mahomes. 8:29 a.m., Tuesday, April 16th.
I think that's mischaracterizing what I've said. I don't think I turned my back on him in any way.
That's how I took it. Hey, people out there. I'm still here with you in Chiefs Kingdom. All right? You won't catch me saying nothing like that about Patrick Mahomes. I can promise you that.
He doesn't think he can play baseball. Yeah. You know, I'm sitting here acknowledging that Mahomes would be an all-star.
Well, it's hypothetical. I mean,
Mans can do it all. All right.
How are you doing?
How are y'all doing? Be the best soccer player if you wanted to.
That's awesome.
Whatever he wants to do. Whatever he wants to do, he does.
Does he like to break?
No. He no, he doesn't.
I bet he could do that.
I bet he couldn't.
I bet he could.
Bet he wouldn't. You know why? Because he wouldn't like the way either one of you talking about him. Back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol and Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thanks to Jamie Bluma, Mike Boddicker for joining us. We'll talk to Andy Rogers from MLB.com. Coming up, also Drew Starlin, the star of Rocky Live on Stage, the musical that Nate and I make a cameo appearance in. We don't sing, but we're in it. We broadcast. We're talking Chiefs until Nate and Jake got in the fight about Mahomes and Messi. So we'll move on from that for now. And we'll talk more Chiefs with Charles Goldman. You could follow him on X at GoldMCTNFL. Works for A to Z Sports and covers the Chiefs. Charles, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Doing very well. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. There's some interesting topics to talk about right now with the Chiefs. And at the top of the list, and I want to play this clip again for people that didn't hear it, number 16, Jake, because this is right now, I think, the most important thing when we're talking just about the roster and what the Chiefs still need to do. This was Andy Reid yesterday when he was asked about how confident he is that Wanya Morris could be the left tackle for this team.
I thought it was a good introduction for him coming in and having that experience of playing in four games. He has even a better feel now for this offseason of what's going to be expected of him when he gets back and is put in that spot. So there's got to be an improvement. There's got to be an urgency there, which I know he feels. So he's back in town here and working. So he's, and when he wasn't here, he was down in Dallas working out. So where a lot of players go, quite a few offensive linemen are down there doing the same thing. So he was able to get in that mix and work with those guys. So it looks like he's in pretty good shape right now. And I think he understands, you know, what it takes to be an every down guy at that spot. But again, there'll be competition. He's got to make sure that he takes care of business there.
So, Charles, what do you think about this? Is he just saying the right things because that's the situation now? Do you think they will be aggressive in trying to draft a left tackle? Or do you think that we're headed towards a reunion with Donovan Smith?
Yeah, I think the Chiefs have set themselves up to be in a position to kind of let the cards fall as they may, right? Right now it's Wanya Morris. That's who Andy has to talk about because that's who's there. But, obviously in about, 10 days' time, that could change. If they, move up aggressively, into the top half of the draft and get a left tackle, that could change some things. If someone falls into a, later half of the draft that they like, that's also potentially an option. And, if you just so happen to miss out on someone in the draft, you happen to have a bunch of cap space left over from the Ladarius Sneed trade where you can go out and you can sign a Donovan Smith or, the fella from the Green Bay Packers who hasn't stayed healthy. Bakhtiari's still out there as well. He's someone that you could sign on like a one-year deal, high incentive type contract to bring in and have him compete with Wanya, if something doesn't happen in the draft. And, I think they recognize that, they could serve to get better there and have some depth there. I also think, there's some confidence in some other players in the room that they want to just see how things shake out. So it's certainly interesting. I think they'd be okay if they kept Wanya as their left tackle. I think, last season it was kind of proven that he can get the job done and that, you don't have to have the top guy at the left tackle spot to go out there and win a Super Bowl. So, if push comes to shove and Wanya is the guy, I think they'll be all right.
Well, the picture that you paint of the flexibility that the Chiefs have because they don't really have to do anything going into the draft allows them to be light on their feet, right, and trade up or trade down or react to how the board is going, which when you're drafting late like the Chiefs do, you kind of have to be able to react. It seems like that's kind of been a common theme with Veach over the last couple of years in the draft. How impressed are you with his ability to organize things so that the team doesn't seem to be painted into a corner going into the draft?
Yeah, I feel like he's done a really nice job of that. I mean, you know, he's talked about it several times before where, you know, he and his staff, they come up with different situations. They have literally a board of situations where they can kind of work through that as the draft progresses. And it sets them up for success. And, you know, I think that he's learned a lot from that first draft back in 2018, which I think all of us can admit right now wasn't the best draft of his career, right? But he's learned a lot. And I think, you know, that process of learning and growing and trusting in his staff to help him make some of these decisions and choices, I think that, you know, he's come a long way from where he was when he first started off as general manager.
Kadarius Toney will be on this team once we hit the regular season, yes or no?
Yeah, I think he will. Andy Reid, you know, obviously yesterday expressed that he still has faith in Toney and his ability. It's just all about his, you know, ability to stay on the football field, which has been a struggle throughout his career. But, you know, all it takes is one good offseason of staying healthy and the right situation. And all of a sudden, you know, you're relying on his talents a little bit more than you have in the past. And, you know, I think that right now, you know, there's obviously, I know a lot of people, a lot of fans were kind of frustrated with how the season ended, and people were saying, oh, they're going to get rid of him in the offseason. I think you ride with him through training camp, and, you know, you make that decision when you have to make it, which is 53-man roster cuts, and, you know, you kind of go from there. If other players emerge and kind of supplant him on the depth chart, then, you know, you have your answer then. But there's no reason to not give him a shot. Especially given the talent that we all know he has. Everyone knows that he's a very talented player, and it's just a matter of him achieving that and making it happen on the football field.
Okay, so when you said that, you know, we all realize that he's a talented player, we've seen some flashes. It hasn't really resulted in any production on the field other than a couple of returns. He's made a couple of flashy plays at the wide receiver position, but when you look at, like, yards per catch, yards per carry, things like that, it hasn't happened yet. And he had the tendency last year not only to not stay on the field, but when he was on the field, he would swat the ball over to the other team when they threw it right to him. Do we think that part can be fixed, or are you thinking, like, he makes the team because he can make a play in special teams every once in a while, and that's why they want to keep him around?
Yeah, no, I do think that part of it can be fixed. I think that there's such high variance year to year, down to down, snap to snap with that type of stuff. And, you know, I he really got off the right foot. The Chiefs, my understanding is the Chiefs feel they didn't really set him up for success from the get-go last season. They threw him out there in week one after he missed basically all of training camp with injuries, and they were thinking, hey, you know, this guy's talented enough that he can just pick up right where he left off without much practice, much work. And, you know, all of a sudden he has a drop-filled game where, you know, he becomes the bane of the existence of the offense, right? He's just really, really struggling. And it's easy as an athlete, I believe, to kind of get into your head a little bit after something like that happens, where, you know, you've got everyone pointing a finger at you, and all of a sudden every catch you have to make is the most important one of your career. And I think that got to him throughout the season at times. And, you know, I think if he just starts off on the better foot, that you're going to see better results on the football field, on specifically on the offensive side of the ball. I think he still has a ton of value on special teams. I think, you know, if we were to roll out and play a football game tomorrow, that the Chiefs are going to say he's, you know, punt returner number one out there under Dave Tobe's unit.
You think Sky Moore's on the team this year?
That one's going to be interesting. I think there's going to be enough competition in this room this offseason that, like, some of these guys, they're absolutely going to have to earn it, right? I think, you know, obviously the questions now surrounding Rashee Rice, which I'm sure we'll talk about shortly, you know, I think that's going to give a player like Sky Moore a bit of an advantage because, you know, he's been in the system for a couple of years. He plays, you know, somewhat similar role with that flexibility to play out wide in the slot. And, you know, I feel like he obviously hasn't really had a great, showing these past 2 years, but, you know, it creates that opportunity, that potential for him to kind of slide in there in the depth chart and play a role this year, but with such questions, you know, is he going to get suspended? Will we know before week one? Is it going to be like the Frank Clark situation where, you know, he gets suspended in the middle of the season? So there's certainly a lot of questions there and possibilities. And I wonder if he might go a little heavier again this year at wide receiver without knowing, you know, what's necessarily going to happen.
That pretty much answers the question I had about Rashee Rice. I would have ended with this. Do you have a certain draft crush that within reason, if the board fell right, you would love to see the Chiefs land with their first-round pick?
I don't particularly have a draft crush this year, at least in the range that the Chiefs are picking in. Obviously, I'd love to see them move up for a few different guys. I think they might be in a good situation to kind of move back, actually, just a few spots. Maybe there's a team that, you know, misses out on a quarterback and wants to move back into the first round to grab their guy. Obviously, I think there's three or four guys that we can kind of guarantee are going at the top of the draft. But after that, you know, there's maybe Michael Penix Jr. who's available for a team to trade back up into the first round. And if you only move down, you know, a couple spots, then you're not too worried about, you know, the talent drop off so much. I think, you know, you're sitting at 32. You're not going to have, guys with a first round grade. You're probably already into your second round grades. And so I think, you know, unless there's someone who's really dropping, like at Amarius Mims out of Georgia, if he's dropping, and you can move up and kind of secure like left tackle of the future, or, you know, Brian Thomas Jr. out of LSU, maybe if he's around, or Adonai Mitchell, if he's within striking distance and you can jump ahead of some of those guys at the end of the first round, that'd be really nice. But man, there's just so many different routes that you can take with this draft. If you're the Chiefs, I mean, you know, you could sit at 32 and, you know, maybe you're waiting and the best player available is a cornerback, and you could feel okay taking a cornerback even though you just went and traded one away, right? But, you know, the Chiefs have kind of, like I said earlier, set themselves up where they can do a lot of different things and feel comfortable with it.
All right, we're going to mark you down for Ladd McConkey then on our list. Hey, Charles, tell people where they can follow along with your Chiefs coverage, please.
Yeah, you can always follow me on Twitter or X at GoldMCTNFL and AtoZSports.com. You can follow us there. We've got content for all 32 NFL teams, but tons of Chiefs content coming your way. Everything from draft to Taylor Swift. If you like that stuff, we got some.
I do
that too. And yeah, so we've been covering the Chiefs now for a couple of years, and I've been covering them, gosh, now for nearly a decade.
And Charles, must follow for any Chiefs fan on X on Twitter. Charles, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate you. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. All right, take care.
That's Charles Goldman. Follow him on X. Get your Chiefs coverage that you want and you need. Back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Let's get a couple more from Patrick Mahomes, since he's one of the most influential people in the world. He deserves more airtime on our show because he's so influential. I want to hear more about the role that Hollywood Brown will play in this offense. Number eight, please, Jake Gutierrez. Mahomes was asked what role he sees for Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's seen his speed and the way he's able to track the football down the field, which we'll obviously use. That's something that's huge that we need to continue to get better and better at in this offense. But I think the route running is what I've been pleasantly surprised by. I mean, just the way he's able to get in and out of his cuts. He has a good feel for space. He wants to, like I said, he wants to learn more and more. So I think as he gets within our offense and learns how with the freedom that you have with your route running and your ability to find space, I think we can utilize that ability over the middle of the field. I know he's done that in the past, but I think we can utilize it at an even higher load. So I think it'll be something that we can really emphasize in our offense.
And number 21, finally, Mahomes was asked if there's been a lot of thought about the possibility of a three-peat.
It'll be something that I think was kind of discussed more after we won the second one. Now that we're kind of back and we're starting back from the beginning, that's how you have to start. You have to start from the beginning. Go back to your fundamentals. I'll be going over, like, fronts and stuff today, stuff that it might get a little tedious and stuff that I need to know. And the coaches get a laugh out of it because they know that it kind of irritates me sometimes. But that's how it is. You have to go back to the beginning, go back to your elementary school and learn it from the beginning. I think that's something that that's kind of gotten us to where we're at, is that you can't be satisfied with where you're at. You have to learn, and you pick up one little different thing that you didn't know the year before. And so that's something that I'll continue to work on throughout this off season and prepare myself. And then once we get to the season, we'll try to make that run at it. But it's going to take a day-in, day-out type of mentality.
We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.